Hi and welcome. My name is Paul Saunders and I'd like to welcome you to this new series of podcasts which will be commencing over the next week. And we've called the podcast series The Human Face of China. Now why, you might ask, am I calling it The Human Face of China? Well, I'm hopping on a plane on Sunday evening to Shanghai. And I'll be spending a month in China. I'm very fortunate I get to travel to China on a regular basis. And one of the frustrating things for me over the last few years, particularly in this new world of social media, is frequently when I travel to China, there's a great deal of censorship, of course, and the implications for that are that to access sites such as Facebook and Twitter and YouTube has really been very restrictive, if not impossible, over the last few trips that I've done. Which, you know, in some respects has been a good thing, spend less time on Facebook. anyway, so I decided this trip that I wanted to get out of my comfort zone and try a few experiments when I'm over there, particularly with the iPhone. I'm intending on unlocking my own iPhone from the provider that I use here in Australia. So I'll be doing that for a very small fee when I hop off the plane in China. Once I've got my China SIM card, I should be able to quite easily access the internet, and so there begins the experimentation. And so this brings in Audioboo. Really only picked up on this in the last few days, and quite good timing really, because I wanted to try some new digital experiment. So with the lack of Facebook, etc. over in China, what I intend doing is creating a podcast series called The Human Face of China. What I'll be doing is just simply using my iPhone, and I'll be probably posting, obviously uploading straight to Audioboo, but in turn that will direct straight to my Posterous account, and in turn that will directly be able to feed straight into my feed Facebook account. Obviously to other services such as Flickr, etc., so I can post photos and also my videos as well. So consequently, in China, I wouldn't be able to upload videos to YouTube and I wouldn't be able to upload them to Facebook. So I want to see what sort of red tape firewall restrictions there are when I get over there. Hopefully it'll all work. I'm pretty certain it will from my last trip when I was working out what I could and couldn't do. But anyway, let's get on to the content of what I intend doing. Basically, over the last few years, one thing really struck me is the warmth and heartfelt friendship that I've been exposed to when I've been to China. I generally travel outside of the major cities, which I prefer. Cities such as Shanghai now are just so huge and out of control that you're not really seeing the true China. And due to work commitments, I do get the opportunity to travel out to some very remote provinces. They're equally as large, though, when it comes to population. But the beautiful thing about it is very few foreigners where I tend to travel. You might bump into the odd one or two in a hotel, but I try and avoid foreigners. I find I really connect much better in that scenario when I can just totally immerse myself in the local community and just meet Chinese people. You know, I can speak a little bit of Chinese. I am studying the Chinese language. So each time I go now, it does get a bit easier. I'm certainly a lot more confident when it comes to traveling around on buses and trains, taxis, etc. That's no big deal. So what we're going to be doing is, you know, I've got quite a number of contacts out there and friends, of course, and I wanted to just see if I could, you know, do some interviews and just on the street kind of level chats with Chinese people. So that we can kind of break down the big Great Wall, basically, and try and embrace some of the Chinese culture for you. You know, I want us to meet normal, everyday Chinese people, embrace their culture, introduce and talk to you about some of their customs, how they live their lives over there from day to day. And also, just as important, I think it's going to be a very good insight for everybody to have a window where we can share and talk about a lot of their traditional beliefs, which in my view are very misunderstood, and there's a lot of misconstrued perceptions which have generally been evolved through the media. So we're going to be looking at, you know, how normal day people, you know, live their everyday life, their families, the food, friendship, etc. And also we'll be getting some comments from them about what their perception is of the Western world. They very rarely meet foreigners, although they can read and write exceptional English. To speak English can be quite limiting for them. So you're going to probably have to bear with me in some of the interviews I do, but hopefully we're going to have a great time. I'm going to a province called Jiangsu. Now, Jiangsu province is, if you look on the map, about halfway as a crow flies between Beijing and Shanghai. That's where I'll be initially heading. It's on the eastern China seaboard. We'll be hopping over to a couple of other provinces as well, all extremely built up and developed, generally industrial cities. But I hope you enjoy the journey, and please subscribe, and I will... send out some podcasts probably in about a week's time. All the best. Thank you. Bye-bye.